On the air, online, from New York City, border to border, and coast to coast, you're connected with Tom Sullivan.
Yes, you are, and thank you for connecting. Welcome to the Big Radio Show. Today's Thursday. Today's the 13th day of May, 2021. My name is Tom Sullivan. Just before the show started, we got word from the CDC that basically you can scrap your mask if you're vaccinated. Except if you're in prison, in a homeless shelter, in a hospital, some other place. So, yeah, they got to have restrictions on. They can't help themselves. We can't just say go without a mask. Oh, my gosh, what are we going to do? So I don't know. What are you going to do? Are you going to go without a mask? What are you going to do? My wife bought me last year for my birthday. I was so happy. She got me two. Not one, but two Yankees masks. Yes, they're great. Yes, Frank, I know. They're just winning like crazy lately, aren't they? Anyway, so all right, Frank, go away. So what am I going to do with my Yankees masks? What am I going to do? So one of the guys over at the parking garage where we park our car, He took a look at me. I came in one morning. I had my Yankees mask on, and he looked at me, and he's this old guy from the Bronx, and he's shaking his head. And I said, "What's the matter? You don't like the Yankees?" He goes, "No, I can't stand them." I said, "Don't tell me you're a Mets fan." He goes, "Yep." So I went home that night, and I looked online, and I found a Mets mask, and I bought him a Mets mask, and I brought it to work the next day. He was so happy. So he runs around the garage with his Mets mask. I've got my Yankees mask on. What am I going to do with that? What's he going to do with his Mets mask? We have actually wound up with the mask now being kind of an identity piece. Doesn't the president have like the seal of the president on his? And who did I see? There was some news conference, and reporters were all, "Oh, it was Liz Cheney yesterday. She came out of, she got booted out of the Republican leadership," and they had all these reporters were all gathered around her in a circle, and there was some young woman, and she had a mask on, of course, right behind her, PBS NewsHour, and I thought, oh, yeah, she probably got it. It was free. They gave them out at work. I don't know how many of you have masks from work. And there's a whole industry that has been born of companies selling masks. So I don't know what they're all going to do, but if you're fully vaccinated, you basically don't need to wear a mask anymore. I got a nice tweet. You can follow me on Twitter, the address at Sullivan Radio. From UCLA Doc, and UCLA Doc always is very clever. He always sends me like, I don't know, how do you do that, Doc? Because you've got, it's like a cartoon. And it says, "Tom, if we were hit by a nuclear attack and there was fallout and the government said, don't go outside without your radiation suit, how is protection from a deadly virus any different?" Well, I know what the antivirus, anti-mask people would say, Doc, is, well, there's only a 2% chance that you'd ever get die from that, but they're much higher at radiation. I'll give you a better one, Doc. I've used this one. I haven't used it for a while. So the government says we have had an unfortunate problem at the local sewage treatment plant. And unfortunately, the sewage water is now mixed in with your drinking water. So whatever you do, don't drink the water. Now, that would be a public health message. It's not going to kill you to drink sewage water, but you probably will get pretty sick. And the thought of it makes you sick. But are some of you going to say, well, I'm not going to listen to the government. I'm going to have a big old swig of sewer water. I'll tell you, they're not going to tell me what to do. So when it comes to public health, I get it. People are up to here with government and too much government. And it's gotten to the point where it's so big, it's crushing people. It is crushing the freedom and independence and creativity of what this country has been all about. Still there, but they really are getting, it's just get the government out of our way and we will do much better. I'm not anti-government. I'm not one of those that say get rid of all government. No, we still need government to do certain things, build roads, build highways, build tunnels, and, oh, by the way, fix them once in a while out of the money we already have sent you. But when it comes to public health, that's something I want our government to do, is to keep us healthy. That's why I'm all for the Food and Drug Administration. They have inspectors that go into meat plants and chicken plants and food processing plants so that we have good, clean, healthy food. That's not true in many places around the world. So I'm all for government public health messaging, but even with their messaging, if you want to drink a glass of sewer water, you go for it. Hallelujah. Freedom, buddy. I mean, I understand. I'm about my freedom, about my constitutional rights. Yeah, well, okay. Then have a swig of sewer water. No, it's called, they're telling us, hey, there's a problem, and we have some suggestions. The bottom line is, their suggestions, I don't think they really know what to say or do. So they give us something to work with. But just because today, and I'm telling you, the media is all acting like, oh, thank goodness, the government is now going to let us go around without a mask. Oh, thank goodness. Oh, my gosh. JP sends me a tweet. I would hate to be a nurse in a red state next month. I don't get it. What's going to happen to a nurse in a red state? John Breedlove says, I don't understand why people get so upset over the mask issue. Wear it, don't wear it, who cares? I'm vaccinated and will be happy not to wear a mask where appropriate. John, I'm right there with you. You want to wear a mask? Go for it. If you don't want to, okay, I'm vaccinated, doesn't bother me. Tom Spleen says, the problem with your sewage drinking water example is it sounds proven science that has been known for over 100 years. There is now long-lasting sound science on the mask. I think you mistyped. I think you mean there's no long-lasting sound science. I agree. I don't think they have got that part figured out. Phone number is 855-295-6600. So back to the vaccines. The state of Ohio, this is pretty amazing. The state of Ohio has said that I wish I hadn't gotten my vaccine. Now they're giving out all kinds of prizes. The state of Ohio is now offering anybody who signs up and gets a vaccine that they are going to be entered into. Let me just see if I can find the actual details. It's a $5 million. Oh, it's 5 weeks. For the next 5 weeks, you get a vaccine this next week. You will be entered. Your name will be thrown into a hat. And somebody in that hat, which is a lot better than the state lottery, by the way, somebody in that hat will win $1 million. So, in other words, come one, come all, come get your vaccine. And, oh, by the way, you'll be entered in a $1 million lottery where your chances are a lot better than the one that the state runs. And if you are interested in going to college in Ohio and you get a vaccine in Ohio, that there will be given out, I thought it was 13. I have 13 in my head somewhere. I can't find it now. But they're going to be giving out complete scholarships to any public Ohio State University. Scholarships to a bunch of people that sign up and get, so they're basically trying to get the young people to go get a vaccine, the college age kids. They also announced that they are stopping their participation in the $300 federal unemployment aid program in June. Here is Governor Mike DeWine talking about why they're offering this lottery.
Well, one of the things that Fran and I have found out as we've traveled around the state, we've been to over 40 vaccination sites, and we always just talk to people who are getting vaccinated. And you've got people in Ohio and across the country who got vaccinated. We've got 42% of our citizens are now vaccinated. You've got people who clearly are not going to get it. They have every right to make that decision. But then you have people in the middle, and they're the kind of the persuadable people. And there are people who may have just put it off. What we find is that people who are getting vaccinated who've had the chance for, you know, several months to get it, you know, they say, well, my spouse talked me into it, or my son brought me in today. So it's clear that some people can be persuaded, and maybe, you know, we can help kind of push them along to do this, because there's nothing more important as I look at the future of Ohio the next few months and into the winter. Nothing's more important to saving lives, and nothing is more important to keeping our state moving forward than getting more and more Ohioans vaccinated.
Okay. Yeah. What do you think? He's not forcing you to get one. He said you don't want to get a vaccine. That's your right. But he's trying to get to the persuadables. We had a couple calls from some persuadables. We had a guy call the other day who he wanted to take his family on vacation to Mexico, I think it was. And he found out that he needed a vaccine in order to do that. So that's why he went and got one. It wasn't that he was anti-vaccine. He was just wanted to take a vacation. 855-295-6600.
Stop yelling at the radio and get on the phone now. You're with Tom Sullivan.
Yeah, so the deal in Ohio is $1 million to 5 vaccinated adults. So for the next 5 weeks in Ohio, you get a vaccine. I think I would wait a couple of weeks and see if the numbers drop down of how many people are getting vaccines. And then I would go. The odds of you winning $1 million would be much better. What do you make of Ohio giving away $5 million, $1 million a week for 5 weeks, to people getting vaccinated? And then also they're giving 5 full rides college scholarships to any Ohio public university. 855-295-6600. Scott in Las Vegas. Hello, Scott.
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Doing great.
Hello?
What are you thinking?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, there's still a lot of unanswered questions about the whole thing. I'm not getting vaccinated. I think I had it over a year ago, and they're not telling you the survival rate of all of it. True, people are dying, which is unfortunate, but I'm not getting vaccinated. And so let's say I don't have a vaccination. I'm walking around someplace without a mask. Is a cop going to jump out of the bushes someplace and write me a ticket for that?
Yes. Yes.
Like
no, they'll drag you off to prison forever for the rest of your life. Yes.
Yeah.
You're dead. Okay. You're dead. No. How do they know that you are not vaccinated? How about right. you and me walking down the street? Do they grab right. you but so not I've me? Heard... Go ahead.
Hello? Yeah, yeah. I've heard people. I've heard reports of that they have apps that you'll get an app on your phone and you walk into a sporting event, you know, and then pull up the app on your phone. Okay, yeah, you've been vaccinated. True. You know, come on in.
True.
And so True. There's still a lot of unanswered questions about the whole thing. It's like tornado damage. One house is completely demolished. The house right next to it has just a couple shingles missing. And there's still a lot of unanswered questions about the whole thing. And
because
they're not telling you. Okay, no more masks, that means that there's probably nobody coming down with it at this point. So, you know, there's just a lot of things they're not telling you. And I just wonder exactly what. So...
You know that even though we're kind of the same, each one of us is made a little different. And that's why, for example, with medication, some medications work right. better on Joe and worse right. on Joey. Your immune system is different than my immune system. I don't know how right. different it is, but so you might be able to fend off viruses better. That's why I hear these people call and they say, I'll tell you what, I'm an old guy. I don't get sick. And I'm thinking, well, you probably have a pretty strong immune system. They just have it. That's right. all it is.
So, how did it enter your
so
body?
Here's the deal.
Did you breathe it right in directly? How did it enter your body? Did you breathe it in right directly into your lungs? Did it come in through your eyes? Did it come in through your nose?
Yep. That's so what they say.
If that's the case, it hits you different. But they still haven't given you any numbers like the cold and the flu, infectious time, how long you're infected for before you're spreading it to others. They don't know. And because that's because I've heard it's all man-made. So
they don't know. They think that there's a big debate. It's the Wuhan lab, and they were doing experiments on. That's what they're supposed to do, is do experiments on bat viruses and whether or not they can be transferred to humans, and somewhere a mistake was made or they did it on purpose or it wasn't. There's every kind of excuse under the world, but I got a question for you. You thinking about going to Ohio because you might throw your name in the hat, go to vaccine. Will you get a vaccine in Ohio? Because they'll give you $1 million maybe. Come on, you're in Vegas. Come on, roll the dice.
No way, especially now, especially because Joe Biden's insisting that I get one. That's the biggest reason why I'm not going to get one. There's countless books written on germ warfare and chemical warfare, and this, by the way, is child's play compared to what's really out there if they really wanted to unleash something, in my opinion.
All right. I got to write a book. I've been thinking about doing a financial one. I'm thinking about doing a conspiracy one instead.
First Amendment 101. You're listening to Tom Sullivan.
Yes, you are. Thanks for coming by. The mask thing, I got to move on because the masks are, they've been a big story. It's been a huge story. They got politicized. And now they're giving us some other rules. Say you can drop your mask. Meantime, the gas problem is not over, but almost. They sent out the normal street reporters today running around to various places, and a lot of them were at gas stations where there were cars driving up, getting gas, No lines, no nothing. But in South Carolina, they are probably the hardest hit of all the states. But last night, just before we finished the show, the folks said, we are ready to go. We're opening up our pipeline again. And that it's going to take a few days for the oil and the gas or whatever it is that they're sending up there, gasoline, to get up through all the various parts of the pipeline. So they interviewed this guy. He's great. He's the mayor of Spartanburg, South Carolina. His name's Junie White. And Junie, I don't know, I'm going to guess, he's probably about 80 years old. He's the current mayor of Spartanburg, South Carolina. And they asked him for his advice on what to do.
What are you up against now, Junie? Good morning.
Well, I think we just got to be patient. That's the key to everything, just being patient. We're going to survive this. It's going to be temporarily problem for all of us, but we just got to be patient.
You ran
let
out
it
of...
works out.
Yep. The words of wisdom from the mayor of Spartanburg, Junie White, who that's kind of all he had to say. He kind of reiterates what he just said.
In 30 days, you're up 28 cents a gallon. How are folks dealing with that?
Well, just paying it. They want to drive, they got to pay it. We have no control over it, but we just got to be patient.
Just be patient. You want to drive, pay it. That's what it is. 28 cents more a gallon. You want it? You want to drive? But be patient. So Junie White reports that the people, South Carolina, they're doing fine.
How is that level of patience today for the folks in the Palmetto State?
Well, I think overall it's pretty good. We don't have anybody pulling pistols out yet. So we're doing all right.
Yeah. Let's keep it that way.
Nope, no pistols being pulled. I saw a video this morning, some guy and some gal, I don't know who cut in front of the other one, but somebody cut in line, and literally this man and this woman were outside their car duking it out. Yes, duking it out at some gas line somewhere. So let's move down a state. Let's go to Georgia. Brian Kemp, the governor there, says everything's fine. Just be patient.
Wholeheartedly agree with that. People do not need to hoard gas. The supply is coming back to us. I think some of the measures that we took more than a day ago, waiving weight limits, the drive time hours, getting the waiver on the winter blend to use that fuel has helped the supply chain a little bit. If we can keep people from overfilling up, I think the supply will catch up to us relatively well over the next several days. So I just continue to tell people, get what you need, but don't get more than you need, and let us work through this for the next few days.
Yeah, so remember, Brian Kemp was the target of Donald Trump. Trump did not like him because Brian Kemp would not agree to, like, the umpty-umpth audit. He did three of them. So Brian Kemp was in the crosshairs of Donald Trump, and... but he's a Republican. Didn't matter. But since he's a Republican, he's got to say something bad about Joe Biden while he's got the microphone.
Well, I think this proves that, you know, we need pipelines. We need a diverse energy supply. That's been a little bit, you know, they've had a negative view on that in some ways. I continue to push for and support alternative energy, but we've also got to have a broad toolbox of things to choose from, and certainly this incident shows that. I'm really proud of our team here in Georgia. We've put every resource we can, suspending the fuel tax, waiving weight limits. We've offered to use the state patrol to give escorts to tanker trucks to get them to the marketplace to help our citizens, and thankfully we're coming back online. It's good to see.
Yeah, and oh, by the way, Biden's doing a lousy job. Nobody likes old Brian Kemp. But speaking of Biden and the fact that he's got a lot on his plate, he's got the COVID. Now he's got the, okay, what's Biden going to do about wearing his mask? and he's got the gas shortage. He's got the border. Well, let's ask Karl Rove to go down the list of what the White House is facing right now.
Well, they've got sort of four baskets, and this is where you tend to overwhelm a White House when you've got a lot of baskets with a lot of items. They have ongoing challenges. A crisis is the border that they will not even acknowledge as a crisis. We have issues with COVID policy, like how quickly are we going to get schools opened up? We've got vaccination issues. The rate of vaccination is dropping. That's one basket. Then they have things that are popping up all over the place. Who could have anticipated the Colonial Pipeline issue popping up so that we've now got gas shortages on the East Coast? So we got two issues in that. We've got to deal with how do we get the gas going again and the energy moving, but we also got to deal with the source of this, which is clearly a malevolent non-state actor that in all likelihood is being encouraged by and supported by Russia, a state actor. We got a bad jobs report. We got the Hamas attacks in Israel. All these things are popping up simultaneously, grabbing at the president and his people's attention. Then you got long-term problems that are underneath the surface. You talked about one of them, inflation. 4% inflation in the latest report, 3% if you exclude the cost of food and energy. That's pretty high. We've got an issue with the economy. How good is it going to be over the long haul? We got growing concerns about a $6 trillion agenda of the administration. And then we got China looming back there. And then your final basket are the tactical issues. How do you handle the negotiations over infrastructure? How do you handle moving forward the American Family Plan? How do you deal with the rising criticism from the Democratic left, both criticism on even dealing with Republicans on infrastructure from Bernie Sanders, or not being supportive enough, even-handed in criticizing Israel like you criticize Hamas from AOC? So you got there's a lot on their plate a lot of it is good.
So he's got a long list, but that's just the way that we always live. There's always a list of things, but the border, you've got COVID, you got the vaccine, you got schools getting open, gas pipeline problems, people aren't coming back to work, Israel's in a war, China's looking at us very carefully, infrastructure questions, $6 trillion worth of spending, which brings up inflation. We got another report out this morning about inflation, and it's not good. It's going the wrong direction. There are still people in the financial community who are debating whether or not this is all temporary. And then the question is, what do you mean temporary? How long is temporary? If we get inflation, how long is this inflation going to last? Because inflation doesn't just all of a sudden turn on and then all of a sudden turn off. It's going to take them a long time to try to get these inflation numbers down. People, well, what's the big deal? I don't understand this economy. Just watch as the prices of what you're paying for, I've already noticed it. Prices of things are way up, noticeably way up. I don't know if you've noticed it, but I sure have. 855-295-6600.
Your screener is the rudest person I have ever heard in my life.
You have probably the best call screener in radio.
By the way, side note, the officers, the four officers in Minneapolis, did you see where the feds have come along, kind of like Los Angeles did years ago in Rodney King's case? They have come along and they've filed federal civil rights charges against the four Minneapolis police officers, Chauvin and the other three. Then the other three today, their trial, which was supposed to start in August, has now been moved to next March, March of 22. So probably trying to keep things calmer for a while, try and get through the summer. Phone number is 855-295-6600. Chris in Quincy, Illinois. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how's it going, Tom?
Going great. What are you thinking?
I'm kind of along the same lines as you about this vaccine. I went and got mine, just like you did, because, well, we saw where it was going. But now with all the news coming out and everybody backpedaling, I'm trying to figure out what their end game is with it, because it doesn't seem like it's the same end game that it was before.
I'm kind of with you. I'd like to get your thought, though, on what's changed, because I've also noticed that the excuses are changing, the reasons are changing. What do you see?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, it started out with what seemed like perfectly good reasons, but now they've stepped back, and I'm just sitting here trying to figure out, well, what did I just inject myself with and why? Because it's not the same reasoning it was when it started.
Yeah. I kiss it off too. They just simply are. See, I think this about medicine. Sorry, doctors, but I really do think that medicine is. There's a lot of it in which they are guessing. Now, it's educated guessing, but when you've got a pain or something and you go see the doctor and the doctor's sizing you up and asking you 20 questions. That's because they're trying to figure out, oh, my gosh, what's this guy? What's the matter with this guy? I'm not sure. Well, why don't you try this, Chris? We'll give you a prescription for this. Call me in a week. I think there's just a lot of that in medicine. It's educated guessing, and I think that's all this is. They don't know, but they think that this will work. And I look at the results, and I think, seems to be working, or is this just a cycle that's coming to an end?
Yeah, or was it all just going to happen like this to begin with?
Yeah.
And we just injected ourselves with new tech that we don't know.
I'm not worried about that. I can't imagine. I can't imagine what we have done to our bodies over your lifetime. I mean, you don't need to admit anything, Chris. But seriously,
I went to college. Trust me, there's worse things I've done.
Oh. Well, I went to a Catholic college. There, I'll see your college and up you one. No, I mean, that's the thing. Think of all the stuff that you have done, and you think, wow. We're still alive, still going. The body is an amazing machine. So whatever that is that you and I have floating around in our system is, I think it's a medical breakthrough. I really do. I think this mRNA thing is going to be able to solve all kinds of things that were not solvable before. I think they're going to be doing some remarkable things in cancer. I mean, I talk about educated guessing, but at the same time, look at cancer. Cancer used to be a death sentence, and now, well, it depends. There's a lot of cancer that you just get treated and you're fine.
It's almost become a coin flip.
Depends upon what kind. So, and it also goes back to that whole thing about you and I are not the exact same clone. We have our own DNA, and we act and react to things. That's why smokers, how is it that people that never smoked a cigarette die of lung cancer, and people that have smoked three packs a day until they're 99 years old and they're still going strong?
I guess it's different genes.
They don't know. Yeah. That's what it comes down to. And so I like the way you think, though, about, I wonder what this is all about, because they have changed it, the excuses for why you need to get a vaccine. And now they're giving money to you if you go get a vaccine.
That's a joke in itself.
I think so, too.
I think that's a joke in itself.
You see where the lady in, I don't know, Italy or Spain or someplace, some nurse made a mistake. And in the vial, she basically plunged the entire vial into this woman. She got 6 times the vaccine she was supposed to get. And they've been watching her, and they've checked on her. She's fine. So, yeah. So I don't know if they know what this is. I'll tell you another story one of my doctors told me one time. I was teasing him about the fact that, yeah, I was feeling bad, but I came about. Now that I'm here, I'm feeling better. He says, yeah. He says, we always like you to come in as soon as possible so we can take credit when you feel better. Like it was us that fixed you.
Well, you'll see it on the bill.
Oh, I got a bill for seeing him. Absolutely. But
You'll see it on the bill. We fixed you. Guaranteed.
No. Well, he's a good doctor. I like him. And he's pretty honest. So the fact that he's right, I think a lot of doctors are going, you better get in here so I can prescribe something to you. That you would have probably been able to resolve within another 10 days on your own. Your body will heal itself in many ways. So anyway. All right, well, check back once in a while to make sure that you and I are still alive. But I appreciate the call, Chris. Phone number here is 855-295-6600. We've got... let's do cut 13. Dr. Carlos Del Rio from Emory University says the more people who get vaccinated, the better.
Well, you know, the more people are immunized, the less people the virus can actually infect, right? And right now in our country, we're seeing an increase in infections primarily among young people. In particular, people between the ages of 20 and 40 are the ones that are driving a lot of the infection. But after them comes people that are in the younger age group, right?
Yeah.
And that makes a big difference. That really drives the infection rate. That really drives new infections from happening. And we're seeing hospitalizations also happen in young people. So getting young people infected will decrease the potential people who can get infected and therefore transmit to others.
So they're giving the shots to the 12 to 15-year-olds now. And apparently they're lining up. A lot of parents are going, I'm good for it.